Welcome to the Antioch Word, a podcast for Antioch College community. My name is Mary Evans, and I am the 2018 Miller Fellow at WYSO. Today we'll hear an interview with Antioch College alumna Karen Mulhauser from the class of 1965. She shared how her co-op experience at Antioch transformed her. Karen spoke with WYSO's Juliet Fromholt during the 2017 Antioch College reunion in Yellow Springs.
What initially attracted you to Antioch?
I was totally lost as a junior and senior in high school. I found that I could get out of this little town every once in a while and go somewhere else. But also, I didn't test well, even though I was a fairly smart person. I didn't do well on tests, and they didn't look at tests in the same way that other colleges did. So that was really a couple of things.
And tell me a little bit about a professor or a learning situation or a class that was really formative or meaningful for you during your time at Antioch.
They helped me get a lot of very interesting bio kind of co-op jobs doing research and so forth. And so I think not one particular class, but a particular professor.
And let's talk about some of those co-ops, whether they were bio-related or not. Tell me about some of your most memorable co-op experiences, whether that's because they were formative or challenging or just interesting.
Three other Antioch students and I, all women, I think we called ourselves girls back then, but tried to convince co-op and AEA that we should have a year's worth of co-op credit hitchhiking around the Mediterranean with what we called an experiment in communication without words. And they reminded us that we were going to a college. So we each studied someplace for a while. And then we met up for 5 or 6 months and did hitchhike. I can go into much more detail, but we don't have that kind of time. Throughout Israel, Turkey, Greece, in what was then Yugoslavia, where we didn't know the language, but we communicated with folk dance. I had made a half a dozen hand puppets, and one of us actually had some talent, Carlotta Scott, who played guitar and sang like Odetta, and we had an amazing time. And when we came back to try to tell our story to co-op and AEA to get credit, they said, well, we're not going to give you credit unless you do a performance in Kelly Hall in front of the whole school. So we had to do that to get credit.
and you had said previously that you had been kind of a shy person. So
yeah,
what was that like?
This was helping me get over that. So
in light of that sort of mix of experiences of both things that were very much related to medicine and biology and then these other just wonderful just human experiences that you had on co-op, how would you say that your experience at Antioch has shaped the person that you are today?
Co-op maybe had something just because I could prove that I could do some things that I would never have imagined before. But I actually think, I mean, it was probably more community, which I didn't take advantage of that much while I was on campus. You know, you'd think of classroom as being the C of the three C's that influences you while you're in college. But for me, I think it was community. And I really wasn't aware of the whole of how much impact it was having, the concept of shared governance and just the spirit of community. But I realized, and I actually wrote a paper on this, about how community at Antioch really has influenced who I am and how I live my life. Almost everything I've done since then professionally has somehow been by building a community to help me do it. And that may be partly that lack of confidence, I can't do this on my own, but partly just having community. I've created when I started my consulting business in 1988, after a couple of years, people were asking me, you're not just doing this in between jobs, you're doing consulting. This is what you do. And I said, yes. And they said, how do you do it? And I said, well, I'm making it up as I go along, but we can make it up together. What we now have is a network of over 920 DC area self-employed women We call ourselves Consulting Women, and it is the most supportive network that I've, well, no, because the other network is also a supportive one, and that started around my dining room table, a group called Women's Information Network for young pro-choice Democratic women to find their way around the crazy town of Washington, D.C. And now that started in 89, and it is a strong network with, it's a safe place for young women to learn how to develop leadership skills. And so again, that's another example of community. When I opened up an office, I rented 10 times as much space as I needed so I could sublet to other consultants and we'd have a community there. So I think I would have to say it was not necessarily the academics because I'm not a biologist now. probably COA because it gave me confidence to do these things, but probably mostly community.
You're listening to an interview with Karen Mulhauser on the Antioch Word. She spoke with WISO's Juliette Fromholt during Antioch's 2017 reunion, when Karen had just became president of the college's alumni board. Next, Karen tells us why it's important to have more colleges like Antioch and what civil rights to social justice means to her.
Definitely a social justice aspect to
no
it.
No kidding.
With community.
Now more than ever.
Now more than ever. And so I'm curious, were you at all drawn to the sort of social justice spirit of this Antioch community while you were here? Because
that's
very much related.
That's a good question. And you've teased out of what I've said what's really important is the whole social justice part of it. As an Antioch student, I and some other friends were watching our friends get on the buses to go to the I Have a Dream March in Washington. And we all had work to do. So we decided we didn't have time to go on the bus. And we just kind of looked at each other as the last bus pulled away and said, we got to be there. So we crawled into Prexy Nesbitt's car and we drove to Washington and we got there before the buses. And just listening to Martin Luther King that day. And also, there was the sense before getting there that there was going to obviously be a lot of violence because it was going to be African-American people, and of course there was going to be violence. And so the big story the next day was that there wasn't any violence, and there was a sense of community around a common cause, which was social justice. And then a couple of years later, Martin Luther King came and spoke at my graduation. And so when I helped organize my 50th reunion, college reunion, 2 years ago, we have a picture of Martin Luther King on an anniversary book of our stories of what we had done in the 50 years since Antioch. And we called it From Civil Rights to Social Justice. And so I think the concept of social justice, of striving towards equality and the bending of the arc towards getting there someday has been something that's been a thread throughout my life. And it's more challenging in some different ways now because the current White House and administration has unleashed a level of racism, sexism, and homophobia that we haven't seen. I had never seen in my life before. I'm seeing it now. And it's dangerous. But that has also unleashed people who have been taking our democracy for granted and waking us up, not only to show up in unanticipated numbers at demonstrations, but now deciding to run for political office or to support those candidates that are going to run for political office. And that's all around social justice, to counter what President Trump has unleashed.
You kind of already answered this, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Why do we need a college like Antioch today?
Antioch isn't right for everyone. It never was. That made us feel special in many, many ways. And I think the students that are coming to Antioch now are also special. It's meeting a need that other colleges don't meet, partly because of its size, although we could be bigger, right? But just the focus of the kind of education that one gets here, and the fact that it changes to meet the needs of the day, and I think our challenge is to find those students who belong here. And so it's identifying those feeder schools, those high schools, and having alums and current students bring the message of Antioch to those schools in the way an alum did for me and changed my life because of it. So it is a special school for people who have a focus on social justice. I'm not sure that was always the case. I mean, there was some more diversity with regard to politics back in the day, but now I think that is part of the focus of the Antioch education, which is consistent with a community that's diverse and inclusive.
The deciding, you know, really, really, you know, moving you toward that decision that Antioch was the place for you. If you were to talk to a young person who was, you know, starting their college search or in the midst of their college search and trying to make those decisions, what would you say to them, either about Antioch or just about that pivotal moment where you're deciding where you're going to go next with your life?
It's interesting that you asked that particular question. 2 days before coming here to campus, a friend of mine wrote to me and said her rising high school senior daughter wants to learn about Antioch, and can we get together in August? And I said, not only can we get together, there are 3 Antioch students co-oping in D.C., and let's get together with them as well. So, again, it's community. I don't have to give this message all by myself. I can give it with people who know more about what the current Antioch is. But that kind of intergenerational approach to reaching out for students, I think, is good, because I think the parents like to see somebody with a little gray in their hair talking about life after Antioch in a way that will comfort them. But we don't know how to talk about it as well as the current students do, or recent alums. And there's 5 recent alums in Washington, D.C., concerned about public policy. And so they could also join these meetings.
I'm curious, what are your hopes and dreams for the college, whether it be for the college as a whole or for our current students?
Continue, and that we grow to what we define as an appropriate capacity. Starting today, I am the president of the Alumni Association.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I'm a bit of a recidivist. I was the president of the Alumni Association in the 80s, and so Antioch has been a part of my life, obviously, since I graduated. But I've been thinking a lot about what can the alumni do to work with the campus to meet the needs as defined by the campus and to help define what those needs are. And so I think one of my focuses is going to be on building geographic communities where alumni can come together and talk about what can we do in Washington, D.C. or the Bay Area in California. So there's emerging affinity groups or virtual chapters where people come together because of what they studied. There's a science alumni virtual chapter or affinity group that has over 600 alums in it. And just the fact of sort of coming together as that kind of a community and reflecting on what Antioch education has done for us. I mean, I was a scientist back then. I was going to be doing medical research, and so they let me stay in the affinity group. But I think that this, and this is one of the things I want to focus on with our board, is to how to help support the creation of some other affinity groups, like the history alums could work together, the arts and theater alums could work together, because communicating among themselves over, you know, Google Groups or Skype or whatever is going to be the best way, I think, to get them re-engaged in wanting to help Antioch continue for our grandchildren. Reach beyond those that are already committed. I think we need to work with those that have this commitment and give them the tools, and the college is creating those tools for recruitment, tools for helping with co-op and so forth. But to reach beyond those you know, several hundred that are already committed to the other thousands that may give financial contributions, but there are other ways that they can give back to Antioch. And this is something that's emerging. The campus is building, expanding our database. So it's more than just, first of all, it's got to be accurate information. And so that's improving. But an opportunity for alums to offer services. I'd be willing to mentor students on the following things. I'd be willing to work and give career counseling for students who are approaching graduation. I'd be willing to, in other ways, be available, be a guest lecturer for a faculty member, or actually come in and be an adjunct professor for a course that no one else has time to give, or the professor is on sabbatical. So that there are a lot of ways that we're going to be reaching out to the alumni to, in addition to, not instead of, but in addition to the financial support, can offer other support.
Well, that speaks to a more truer idea of community. Absolutely. Because a true community is more than money.
So you get it.
I get it.
I got infected by community.
That was Antioch College alumna Karen Mulhauser speaking with WISO's Juliet Frumholt at the 2017 Antioch College reunion. You've been listening to the Antioch Word Podcast. I'm Mary Evans, the 2018 Miller Fellow at WISO. And you can find more of our episodes at wiso.org, on NPR One, or subscribe on Apple Podcasts.